From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. France and Britain agree to take thousands of refugees. French President François Hollande said his country would accept 24,000 refugees over the next 2 years. British Prime Minister David Cameron said 20,000 Syrian refugees from camps in Turkey, Jordan, and Syria would settle in Britain over the next 5 years. Europe is struggling to cope with the continent's biggest migrant crisis since World War II. Germany says that 800,000 refugees could settle in that country by the end of the year. France will begin surveillance flights over Syria ahead of possibly joining the U.S.-led coalition of countries conducting airstrikes against Islamic State militants there. President François Hollande made the announcement Monday. French warplanes have been taking part in airstrikes targeting the militants in Iraq, but would be the first Western country other than the U.S. to participate in bombing targets in Syria. Turkish fighter jets launched airstrikes Monday against 13 targets of the banned Kurdistan Workers' Party, or PKK. The strikes follow an attack Sunday by Kurdish fighters on a Turkish troop convoy near the country's border with Iraq and Iran. An unconfirmed number of Turkish troops were killed. Security officers carried former Chadian dictator Hissène Habré into court Monday after he refused to take part in his trial on war crimes charges. Guards then had to physically restrain the 72-year-old Habré as he thrashed about in his seat and shouted as an indictment was read against him. His government is accused of being responsible for some 40,000 deaths. This is VOA News. Pakistan's military says that a locally developed drone has carried out its first missile strike, killing at least three high-profile militants near the Afghan border. A military spokesman says the unmanned aircraft attacked what he called a terrorist compound Monday in the Shawal Valley of North Waziristan. No other details have been made available. Afghanistan's suspended Taliban peace talks appear no closer to resuming following meetings between senior Afghan and Pakistani officials in Kabul. In interviews and speeches recently, leaders on both sides insisted their counterparts have more work to do to build mutual trust. Ayaz Ghul reports.
Pakistan's National Security Advisor Sartaj Aziz says his primary mission in Friday's meetings in Kabul was to address what he called anti-Pakistan sentiment in the Afghan government, which he said had spoiled the atmosphere for holding another round of peace talks. In an interview with VOA, Aziz admitted that the Afghan leadership appeared less keen on resuming peace talks with the Taliban from where they broke off in July after it was revealed that the longtime leader of the insurgent group had died 2 years ago. Senior Afghan officials also have alleged Islamabad is behind the latest spike in Taliban attacks, undermining Pakistan's role as a facilitator for the talks. Ayaz Ghul for VOA News, Islamabad.
Guatemala faces a presidential runoff election after the leading candidates failed Sunday to garner enough votes to avoid a second vote. Jimmy Morales, a comedic actor and political novice, led with 24%, according to early results. With 97% of precincts reporting by late Monday morning, only a few thousand votes separated conservative businessman Manuel Baldizón and former First Lady Social Democrat Sandra Torres. Both are vying for runner-up, each with about 19%. The runoff is scheduled for October 25th. French President François Hollande has called for a meeting with his German, Russian, and Ukrainian counterparts to ensure that the peace agreement for eastern Ukraine is carried out. In a wide-ranging press conference in Paris on Monday, Hollande said he would propose that a meeting be held in Paris before the start of this year's United Nations General Assembly on September 15th. Representatives from North and South Korea began talks Monday aimed at resuming the reunion of families separated for over 60 years by the Korean War. Red Cross officials from both countries sat down for discussions at the truce village in Panmunjom to discuss where and when to hold the latest round of reunions. On Wall Street, stock markets were closed for the Labor Day holiday. I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.